John Kennedy, the second-year head softball coach for South Central Calhoun, joining us here today. And, Coach, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today. And there's not probably a lot of coaches that are maybe more excited about the team they're bringing back than what you might be coming into this year.
Definitely. Got a good nucleus coming back. Got a lot of senior leadership. Got a lot of strong juniors. Really excited for the year.
Coach, I know in talking with the girls last year, they really felt like they came along last year. You guys 7-4 and in that conference hunt most of the year, 7-4 in conference. The girls really felt like they learned a lot. That's got to help you heading into this season, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. And then now this year, we hope to teach them a little more and then stretch them a little bit and be a little more aggressive in what we do and just kind of stretch our game.
And I know the tough part, Coach, is when you're having the issues that everybody's going through right now, no practices, no contact with them for pretty much 2 months. How do you work around that? How do you get everything done in this short period of time before games start on the 15th?
We're going to have to really be good with our time, because usually you can not worry about conditioning because of coming off a track. But now with no track, we're going to have to make sure we pay a little bit more attention to running and then we got to take care of the arms. We've got to just gently ease in on the arms and make sure we don't hurt any wings, and keep them eligible with their, don't want them hurt on the sidelines.
What are some of the things you'll focus on as far as fundamentals or those types of things during the next 2 weeks?
Well, we're going to try to put in a little bit more defensive playbook, work with dealing with bunts and slaps and have some more options, so we're going to be a little more diversified in how we approach the small ball game. And then we're just going to get a lot of reps. I'm one of my big believers in just reps. You can't get enough reps. So we want to get a lot of swings, a lot of quality swings, a lot of quality ground balls, throws, and then just try to get some game situations and get them prepared.
Do you feel like defense is going to be a strength this year?
I think it has to be. We're going to hit, but it'd be a lot better if we could hold the other team down a couple more runs and make it a little easy on ourselves. So I'm going to emphasize defense a lot. And we got to replace, Maddie at short, and that's a big loss. So we got some kids that can fill in, but we just got to be solid in all areas.
You mentioned here a moment ago you think this team will hit. How good of a hitting team do you feel you'll have?
I think the second year they'll make a jump. I know in past experience with teams, kind of learned a little different way to do things. But the second year, I've usually had pretty good success with them getting their hands in better position and being more consistent. So I'm excited for that.
Coach, pitching should be a strength this year. Sally Musselman's been starting and throwing for this program since she was in eighth grade, going to be a junior this year. She's got a lot of experience, but it sounds like you're adding some depth to the pitching circle as well.
Yeah, Sally's been our, kind of our horse we've been riding. She's just strong and so consistent and just a gamer. She plays hard and one of the things that she does really well, too, is field her position. She's solid at the glove. But we're adding Mulberry. She's a solid pitcher too, and she's going to be a great help. I'm excited to see what she brings to the table. I've only seen her throw once, but from what I've seen, I was pretty pleased.
You mentioned Sally Musselman as a leader. When I was talking with you before the interview, you got a lot of girls that can kind of take on that leadership role this year. I think you mentioned Kinsey Botts, Brielle Koroleski. She's one of those kids that leads in pretty much everything she does.
Yes, she does. And, we last year we put her everywhere. We had her short, we had her second, we had her third one game. I think we put her in the outfield even once. She just wants to play and help the team, and she comes and she works hard. And can't ask for any more than that.
Coach, I'm just going to run through a list of names here real quick because of the depth you guys have this year. Emma Gino, Kinsey Botts, Sam Fissler, Ashley Hanks, Courtney Riley, Sally Musselman, Brielle Koroleski, Sayer Steig, also Maddie Schultz, Addison Koroleski, and Kiera Hammond. All girls that saw good quality time for you guys last year and should all take a step forward?
Oh, definitely. Kira's one, too, that I'm really excited about, but all of them that you mentioned. I mean, it's going to be to decide who's going to be the first nine is going to be a tough call on my part, I guess. But that's a good problem. So maybe we'll just play a lot more kids and kind of rotate around a little bit and keep everybody happy and grow as a team.
You just mentioned maybe have kids, you know, a little deep this year and play a little bit different positions. Do you have a group here you think where you can have girls that can play multiple positions and get different kids in different spots?
Oh, definitely. You know, you just look at, like, Sam Fister. She played shortstop a little bit for us and second base. And you know, I think I can move her around in the outfield. And you got Emma Gino has played some infield. Now she's in the outfield. Courtney Riley can play catcher, but she's in center field. We got all kinds of kids that can then move around. So,
areas that concern you coming into the year?
Well, I just want to make sure that we get there. We had some success last year, and then I hope they understand how hard they work. And that's the thing we've got to make sure we do is that they work as hard as they did last year, maybe a little harder. And remember that we put a lot of effort in last year, kind of turned the corner a little bit. And we want to make sure that we continue to work and drive and strive to be better.
Coach, one of the things I try to do in watching teams as the year goes on, and then I go back and I kind of review the year and then preview it myself, and stuff coming in. One of the things that jumped out to me about last year's team, you guys were above 500 on the road, but just under 500 at home. Not that you want to flip that because you don't want to be below 500, but how do you get that home record maybe to creep up a couple of games?
Yeah, I think we took a couple bumps early in the year, too, and got behind on that. But, I really don't have an answer for that, I guess. I mean, I think with our pitching, it'll be stronger, and I think we'll protect home better this year.
Coach, the Twin Lakes Conference, generally very strong. You got programs like Newell Fonda, who seems to be at state every year, and there's just some really good programs there. How does the conference look this year, and do you feel like you guys have got a shot to be pretty competitive?
Well, I think the big three are going to be, first of all, Newell Fonda. They're kind of the cream of the crop. And then you got, I think Southeast Valley is going to be good. And I think Emmitsburg is going to be pretty good. Well, I think them top three are the teams to beat. And then I think there's a bunch of us fighting. I look for GTARA to be a lot better. I look for us to be better. And Manson's coming. There's a lot of quality programs. I'm probably forgetting somebody, but there's a lot of good teams. And ESAC's going to be, ESAC made a nice run in tournaments, so they're going to be better. They're going to be excited.
Do you like how the schedule lays out, even though it's kind of cramped? The softball did get an extra week, thanks to the union for doing that. But do you like how the schedule unfolds for you guys this year?
Yeah, we kind of asked for it. I asked for more games this year. Once I found out we're having another pitcher, I was like, we need to play more games. You can't beat game experience. So I told them I wanted at least four games a week. We're one short of that 1 week, but not bad.
What's the biggest thing coming into the year that you're hoping that this team buys into, that maybe you started preaching to them last year that you'll need them to kind of continue on this year?
Well, our motto is get better every day. GBT, get better today. And so we're going to work on that and just day by day try to make progress. No plateaus, just keep getting better.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you joining us here today. Looking forward to the season, looking forward to getting up there and covering you guys a couple of times this season. And going to be a fun one, so I appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you. I look forward to it, too. I'm going to always look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
You bet. John Kennedy again, the softball coach up at South Central Calhoun, previewing the 2020 season.